You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater on the West Coast. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with Broadway veteran and superstar celebrity publicist Will Armstrong. Now, I'm here in the studio. Will, I'm going to throw it to you on location, and we want to get right to our special guest. Can I just say, hi, Alexis. I want to come to your Broadway camp.
Thanks so much, Lara. I am thrilled to be sitting here with the beautiful Alexis Cara. She's a Broadway veteran who's performed in shows like Wicked, Sweet Charity, The Pirate Queen with Stephanie J. Block, and she's been super successful out here in Los Angeles as well. She's played as a series regular on ABC's Mixology and Recovery Road. She's also landed plenty of roles on some of my favorite shows like Grey's Anatomy, Castle, The Mentalist, and so much more. But that's not all. Alexa is also passionate about philanthropy and education. She's partnered with her fellow Broadway alum, Chrissy Whitehead, to create Broadway Arts Camp. It's an intensive workshop for aspiring musical theater performers looking to get a leg up on the fierce competition. Alexis, thanks so much for sitting down with me.
You've experienced quite a bit of success here in film and television. How has your time on Broadway and in musical theater prepared you for a life as a working actress in Hollywood?
Well, you know, I would say they don't call it hoofing it on Broadway for nothing. I think one of the things that gives seasoned, you know, Broadway vets a leg up,
right,
to go back to your awesome phrase, is the work ethic. I will say that there's a sense of, especially dancers, I know a lot of acting teachers love to work with dancers in Los Angeles, especially New York dancers, because there's a built-in discipline, there's a built-in sense of like constantly throwing yourself in and going for it. And I didn't realize when I was in New York that I had that, and it was different from other people. It's just the way everybody was in New York,
exactly,
you know?
Yes.
So then when I came out here, I think I sort of realized that level of dedication and constant, consistent daily success, like, or daily daily action,
yes,
let's say, like going to the ballet bar every day or whatever it is, adds up over time.
Absolutely.
I say that, the work ethic.
I say that all the time to people who are like, should I get my kid into dance? And I was like, consider, instead of just like the goal being be a professional dancer, but just being successful in life. I think it just teaches you a good work ethic,
yeah,
and consistency. And it just, whether you're a bank teller or, yeah, whatever in the future, you're going to learn, the dedication that you learned as being a dancer will help you in the future.
Yeah, for sure. It's like any, you know, any athlete too. It just, it takes, you know, my husband was a semi-pro athlete and played baseball and football in college, and it's the same thing. He had the same experience. So I feel like, but specifically with musical theater and then coming to Hollywood, I think that there is that that workhorse mentality.
Absolutely.
Which people love to work with because you show up, you're on time.
Yes.
You are not kind of, you know, I think in the theater we're used to, you know, we do our own makeup, we're we have dressers and stuff, but like you have to do a lot of stuff.
That show must go on.
On your own.
Yes.
And you really, especially like working with the crew, I feel like in theater too, you're so close to the crew. I think that's also made translate how I am on set. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I create really great relationships with the people I'm working around because I know how valuable each aspect is, and a lot of that translates from theater. Not that it's the same types of roles, obviously, but I just, you know, when you're doing a show and you know exactly your choreography backstage just as much as you do on stage, that translates to on set. You know, you acknowledge the gaffers and you acknowledge the camera operators and you realize how important every single person's role is.
Do you have those like pinch me moments when you're on set and you're,
yeah,
looking around, you see like the cameras and the people and the scripts?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just amazing. I'm so proud of you.
I love being on set.
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely love it.
Incredible.
It's funny. And I think this kind of translates into another question I know you were going to ask me is, when I walk onto set and when I walk into the studio, mm-hmm, I get a very similar feeling.
Right.
It's that feeling of home. And especially being a series regular on a show, I mean, that is just, both of the jobs I've had as being on Recovery Road, which was on Freeform, and Mixology on ABC, even though they only went for one season, like those 4 months of shooting, we created this little family, and I just literally felt home every single time I walked on set. And same with any studio. It can be, which is why I love teaching master classes, because as soon as I walk into a dance studio and I see the kids warming up, getting ready, I'm just like, oh, I know where you're at. I immediately feel love for these children. And so it's just a...
When in your career did that did you realize that you had that itch to teach and to pass on what you know?
Okay, well, I started teaching because I've always loved choreography. I also choreograph. Right. I don't really advertise myself as a choreographer because it's usually just through word of mouth.
Sure.
But I started choreographing when I was like 12 or 13, and at my dance studio, shout out Center Stage Dance Academy in Tampa, Florida. Hey. They gave me my first class when I was, I think, my full first class when I was 15, and I had just gone to train for a summer at Alvin Ailey, and so I was studying Horton and really starting to understand modern, and I was taking classes at USF, University of South Florida. Mm-hmm. And so I felt so excited to share that knowledge with these like 10, 11, 12 year olds. And I remember my dance teachers being like, these kids have gotten so strong as dancers because of you. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just was excited to come in and share.
Absolutely.
It was always about sharing and then being able to store. I mean, I'm, you know, I love stories. I'm a storyteller. Being able to choreograph on these kids.
Right.
You know, I was 15, they were 10. Was just, I loved it. I knew I always wanted to do it.
And it's passing on not just the art and the education, but also that sense of community and passion and pride for what, that's excellent.
Yeah.
So is that why you created the Broadway Arts Camp?
You know, it really is. Like, both Chrissy and I, we've always taught, it's always been something that we've done in between gigs. Like, while I was shooting, being a series regular, I didn't teach as much.
Sure.
But I was always still kind of teaching a class here and there, or I wanted to go to Italy, and I was like, I want to teach in Italy. I reached out to like basically the equivalent of the Edge in Rome, and suddenly I'm teaching master classes in Rome.
Amazing.
So it's like dance is my soul. So we created it because we felt like the two of us come from such a similar background,
sure.
And we're best friends, and we've had such similar journeys, and we were both kind of doing the same thing individually. And a friend of mine was like, you know, I have to send my kid to the East Coast to go to a camp. And there's no real Broadway
That's excellent.
Camp in LA.
Right.
Why don't you do that? I mean, this is a good friend of mine said that to me and her husband. And I was like, oh, yeah.
People want something productive for their kids, and they'll pay anything for it, like to get them quality education and experiences.
And it just like, I reached out to Chrissy literally the next day, and she was like, yes. And it just aligned.
Right.
So,
incidentally, Chrissy Whitehead. Okay, since the moment, I think even before I saw you perform, like I met you, and I've just been blown away with how radiant and beautiful you are. And then to see you perform on stage is incredible.
Thank you.
To see Chrissy Whitehead in company with Neil Patrick Harris, I was like, oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's likable on stage. And then she dances.
And then she dances.
And I'm just like, I idolize her. And the two of you together, any kid would be so lucky to be.
Yeah.
Taught
you.
By the two of you. That's
Thank
just
you.
Incredible. What a great experience for people.
It's been cool to watch each other because we grew up also going to dance competitions together,
right.
And to watch each other grow as dancers and learn from each other and cheer each other on. And we were roommates on tour. We were roommates in LA. I mean, we just like have gone through it all together. We've gone through times in our careers where things weren't going well.
Sure.
And for one of us it was, and one of us it wasn't. And to learn through that. And that's also why we wanted to do this camp, because what we really feel is so important is to empower and educate kids through their own like beliefs and own sense of confidence.
Right.
And I feel like that's one thing I'm going to give myself and Chrissy a shout out, that when we teach, we see students in all of their greatness,
right.
if you know what I mean, and we get them to sort of, instead of compete against each other, but to feel like they are doing their best for themselves, and that's just, I think, the way, maybe because what we needed to do for ourselves in some ways as an artist, so we start to teach that to kids.
As just to digress a little bit,
yeah,
I think we came from a a time when it's like you could look at somebody and say, oh, they got it or they don't have it or right. they fit a type. Is that type right. changing in Hollywood and on stage and like in casting? Like,
yeah,
it's you can't just say like for example, like Lena Dunham, like in Girls or something like that.
Right.
Like, is that a leading lady? Now it is. And that's so exciting and so empowering and so like, I just think it opens up opportunities and potentials for so much more than just people that fit a cookie cutter.
Yeah, I agree, but I think that, for example, in musical theater, kids these days are also technologically advanced. I think that for people who are motivated, then they need to create their own stuff.
Yes.
Their own content, because that's how it worked for Lena Dunham.
Right.
She made herself the leading lady. Mm-hmm. If there's, you know, I do feel like there's still certain castings that happen. I mean, I experienced that very recently. I was up for a really big job, and another girl who I totally love and was equally as talented, but she just is a different type. And it was between the two of us, and she got it. And it really came down to a preference of a kind of energy and look thing that had nothing to do with our talent
right.
or how we perform the role. It's like, it's just like, oh gosh, I just, and then, so that I don't think will ever change, because when you decide to go into this business, you are giving up some of your control, because your other people are hiring you based on what they feel fits the writing and the material that they have.
Exactly.
So unless you want to be, it's why I'm a writer now too.
Right.
And I've written a ton. It's like been one of my main focuses in addition to teaching. I feel like I would incur, you know, that's part of what we're also going to do in Broadway Arts Camp. We're not going to necessarily do a writing component, but we're going to do a component that's about self-motivating and creating your own material, because these kids know how to do everything on their phones.
Definitely.
They can edit like a 5-minute short video, you know, short film together that would take me 3 months and $4,000 later. They're like, oh yeah, I did it, you know,
exactly.
on iMovie on my phone. And that is what, you know, that's really how I think you start to learn who you are as an artist. You have to create your own material.
Right. Absolutely.
So.
Now, with these students, who's your ideal student for this camp? Like, is it a complete novice? Is it someone that's seasoned, that's been around for a while? Like,
so we are our age range is ages 12 to 22.
Wow.
So 12 to 22. We obviously are not doing some things we do all together, but we are splitting those groups up. We have 3 rooms in the LA camp. We're going to have 3 rooms going at one time.
Great.
And we are bringing on a vocal teacher. I can't confirm who it is yet, but when I tell you... off the record,
right?
You'll be like, oh, I wish it was. It's just not fully confirmed yet.
Hey.
But it's somebody who is, you know, Chrissy and I, okay, we're triple threats because we sing, dance, and act. This guy is literally a quintuplet because he plays and he writes music.
Wow.
So anyway, that's all I'll say. But anyway, so I would say it's for, if you're 12 and you've never ever taken a dance class in your life, mm-hmm. we can totally take you.
Right.
You'll just be thrown in, like, it's an intensive, so you're going to be super sore and,
awesome.
You know, but maybe you've taken some acting classes, and then during the on-camera portion or during the musical theater performance portion, they will have more room to excel, because it really is a triple threat arts workshop.
Awesome.
It's for Broadway, sing, dance, and act.
Great.
So the seasoned performer, people, like we say 22 people in college, they know that they're serious about it. They're going to get a lot of original Broadway choreography. They're going to get a lot of insider information about being in the business from people who are still in it, me and Chrissy and our vocal teacher. And so it really can range from a complete novice to a seasoned performer.
And I feel like just the contacts, like to have... Just knowing the kind of person that you are, just to know that to study with you means that you have not just a teacher, but a mentor.
Yes.
That you're going to be there throughout history. And when they have successes or they have challenges,
yeah.
We are so connected now with texting and emails and phone yep. calls and stuff like that, that just to have you and Chrissy, like, in my corner would feel so good as a young performer.
Thank you.
That
and that's a really great point. All my former AMDA students, like both Chrissy and I taught at
yes.
AMDA. She teaches at AMDA New York currently. And I'm going to be running their high school program, their dance program this summer. But
fantastic.
They, my students, I hire them, they're my assistants. It's true, it does create a mentorship role. And because you kind of, when you get into the rehearsal room, and we're gonna run this camp, the way the day will be structured is like morning we have dance classes and our technique classes, but then we're running the afternoon, there will be a showcase at the end, we're running the camp like a Broadway rehearsal. So right. Equity, you know, 10 after every and a half, 10 minute break. You bring your own lunch. Like we're treating this like a professional, with a professional environment. We're gonna have a stage manager. We're gonna give everybody roles so they understand how it's run.
So important.
And when you get in that environment, you do create this family structure, and you create this level of trust and love, and you kind of fall in love with each other. You know. So I fall in love with my students.
That's excellent. Okay.
I really do.
Say you're a kid in America somewhere, not in LA, not lucky enough to be able to get here for the camp.
Right.
You grew up watching Glee, you were obsessed with La La Land, the movie, and one day you dream of singing and dancing for a living. What advice do you have for that kid?
Okay, well, because of technology, the advice I have a couple things, is to just constantly stay informed and watch what you can from shows happening on YouTube. I mean, there's just so much content. To stay inspired and informed, that would be the number one thing.
Right.
Stay inspired. Keep, you know, watch the PBS specials. Watch, like, Hamilton had the PBS special. Oh. Watch, you know, get on YouTube. I mean, Andy Blankenbuehler is one of my mentors. I assisted him before he was famous.
Right.
And I'll never forget, he was auditioning to choreograph In the Heights.
Sure.
Which he actually didn't get at first. It was Sergio
Trujillo right.
that got it. And then mm-hmm. Andy ended up doing it because Sergio got something else. And so I still go and watch videos of Andy from his class at Broadway Dance Center when I was taking from him. My class is very inspired by his class. I go back and watch those videos to relearn myself. So it's staying informed. Also, with Broadway Arts Camp, this is something we're doing down the line. We will be having an online portion. So for former students, they will get, for like a minimal subscription, like $15 a month, they'll get access to all the content
right.
from the camp.
Excellent.
And so that's gonna be another thing that's gonna happen as a part of Broadway Arts Camp, especially for the students who've attended.
I feel like that's a great way to prepare people for the next season of camp too.
Exactly.
That's great.
So, and then the advice I would have is also to, like, it's kind of like, even if you feel like you don't have access to teachers who, there's good dance teachers everywhere. I would say it's just to stay in class.
Sure.
For acting, it's to be empathetic, is to like to learn about yourself. The more you know about yourself, that's art. That's 90% of the battle with artists.
It's awareness.
Then to take action. The other advice I have is to create your own material. Create your own little short films. Put on your own, write your own little musical and shoot like a minute of it. You know, approach your, you, like, do talent shows, do community theater, like, just, and not to try to measure, like, compare it to other people. Like, if this is the access you have in the middle of Alabama and you can do one show a year, do that show.
Right.
Or offer to be a stage manager in it, or offer to help build sets in it. Like, just be in it as much as you can, and you will learn and you will grow.
And put energy towards something to continue to grow.
What you put your attention on, where you put your focus and attention on, flows. It's just, that's the way it goes in anything in life.
That's excellent. Thank you. I'm so proud of you. I wish you so much continued success. I'm just...
Should we tell your viewers how we met?
Okay, sure.
Well, yeah.
Well, yes.
Wicked.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. So we were on, I was traveling on tour with Wicked.
Yep.
And we met, was it in, not in Chicago? Not Chicago.
I honestly don't remember which city.
They all run
together.
who was our the Elphaba, when was it Julia Murney? Was she there?
Oh, well, I think it was Julia.
Yeah, I think.
Another legend.
Yes. I love traveling with that show because I got to make so many amazing friends and now to see Adam Lambert.
And Megan Hilty, I mean, and
Megan
Eden.
Hilty,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's how we started.
We reconnected. We were, I sat right in front of you at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's right. That's right.
But yes, and I've just always been, you've always been so kind, so talented. Such, I just wish you continued success.
I would like to thank my guest, Alexis Cara, for taking the time to speak with me and for sharing some information about her program. I so admire her for sharing her talents with the next generation of performers. The camp runs in Los Angeles from August 7th to the 13th, and then moves up to Seattle from August 25th to September 1st, For more information, go to BroadwayArtsCamp.com and keep up with Alexis on Twitter at Alexis Cara. We'll be sure to post all of this and more on our Facebook page. And with that, let's go back to the studio with the lovely Lara Scott.
Thank you so much. And Will, as we're doing this show, I'm starting to hear some of your tales from the road. I can't wait to hear more of these stories. Alexis, you are amazing and beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. Our official website is westofbroadwaypodcast.com. And when you go there, you're going to find all of our episodes, plus additional videos and all kinds of fun content. If you like the show, please like, subscribe, and comment. It's how others discover the podcast. And that's all for now. Thanks so much for listening. Join us for our next episode. And if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.